For Best Picture.
You're impossible.
La La Land.
This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
This is not a joke. Moonlight has won Best Picture. Moonlight, Best Picture.
Yeah, it was not a joke, that's for sure. It was the biggest moment of the night. And happily, fortunately, we've got our Blue Jean film critic, Chris Bellini, in with us this morning for an overview. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. I guess no one can ever say that the Oscars don't have a high level of drama anymore, right?
That's for sure. Wow, what a night. I mean, there's a lot to talk about, but I guess we have to start with that major faux pas, and so sad for Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway, who were together again, finally, and ended up being handed the wrong envelope.
Yeah, their reunion will have it'll be remembered for different reasons, I guess, rather than the Bonnie and Clyde. Well, here's the thing about it, though, when you go back and watch it, because, I was compelled to go back and watch it, you can see that he knew something was going wrong.
Yeah, something was up.
And he's like, he didn't know what to do. And then I like how he just sort of kind of passed her the envelope, so I'm like, what do you want to do? And she's just like, La La Land.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, I don't think anybody knew what to do in that moment, although I have to give major props to the producer of La La Land and how he handled it once he found out the mistake had been made.
He handled it in a Hollywood minute. He just stood up and said, nope, I'm sorry, it's wrong, Moonlight. Well, I guess these guys are on the circuit a lot, too, when they go to the award ceremonies because they keep on bumping into each other.
Right.
So it kind of builds that camaraderie. So, I'm sure they were really bummed to be up there losing, but at the same time, they understand. It's pass it on to the next guy.
Well, Larry's, a huge Jimmy Kimmel fan.
Anyway. Big Jimmy guy.
Yeah.
And how'd you feel? Like, I was excited when, here's the thing, I was excited when Jimmy got announced. I knew he'd bring a certain level of something that was going to gravitate toward my interest. And for most part, aside from that kind of bad down note at the end, I think Kimmel delivered.
He certainly moved the show along with the funny candy dropping out of the ceilings, and I thought that tourist bit where they came in, thought they were going to see Oscar dresses, was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I like about his kind of thing. It almost kind of like he took the whole event, which is this big kind of over-the-top star-studded event, and he kind of brought it down to the moviegoer's experience. Not only with the bus gab, which I admit was one of my favorite things. I'm always a fan of seeing people meet the stars for the first time because the look on their faces is so genuine. And the awe, and then Denzel Washington getting up with the two people that were engaged,
kind of
going, marrying them, so to speak. Everyone was kind of playing along with it, so it's always a fun night. But, I don't know, one of the other moments I really liked about the night that was probably had Kimmel's fingerprints on it, when they had all the people from all over the country, of course, in their native languages, who got subtitles, talking about what cinema meant to them.
Yep, I thought that was very cool, too.
And then that always kind of brings it back into you. Like I said, it brings it back down to the blue-collar guy. And those little touches throughout the evening, candy drop, of course, you mentioned, really paid off for me. I mean, I don't know if people at home... Well, actually, one of my favorite segments, let me take that back, talking about Jimmy and the tweet segment.
Yeah, the mean the tweets, stars. Yeah. We played a little bit of that earlier this morning. That was quite funny.
And, it built, and it was building, and I'm like, man, these people are taking it pretty well. And then, of course, De Niro comes on the end. They had to bleep out his final comment and what the person said. But
yeah.
I thought it was fitting. And I thought, like I said, that's what I want to see. I want to see that. Bring it to my level.
Yes.
Don't talk about, Versace gowns and, Louis Vuitton bags.
Well, let's talk about the awards for a minute. Were there any surprises to you, Chris?
I got to be honest with you. I always expect surprises. And, I was hoping when we talked about Best Supporting Actor would be a surprise, although I love Mahershala. The surprises came in sort of like the fringe technical categories. Editing, I had assumed it would have been La La Land because just the way it was paced, it's a musical, but that went to Hacksaw Ridge. By no means was he disappointed. Wonderful, wonderful film. Costume. Everyone was saying La La Land, and on the other side, they're like, no, it's not going to be La La Land. It's going to be Jackie because of the beauty of the 1960s period. But no, Colleen Atwood, who's won a few times before, gets it for Fantastic Beasts. Although she would assume to be the person to win, nobody was talking about it. She could see the look on her face when she had nothing prepared. She even admitted, I can't believe that I won this. And then the other one that really surprised me, Suicide Squad winning for makeup.
The thing about, Moonlight obviously shocks the world. Maybe some say that wins Best Picture of the Year. I hate when these little tiny movies that nobody's going to ever watch. They sent me a copy of this movie, and it's such tough 2 hours of information load that I won't even watch it. Like in 1996 when English Patient won.
Well,
Fargo came out that year. Mission Impossible, Jerry Maguire, all these great movies that everybody saw, but nobody's seen.
Well,
same with Moonlight.
I haven't seen Moonlight either, but I will see it. I've intended to see it. And for sure, I think, once those movies start streaming, I think a lot more people are going to see them.
Well, I think after just the fact that there was a mix-up, I think it's going to get a lot of people interested in seeing, like, what took down La La Land.
So it wasn't the runaway that they thought for La La Land. In fact, Ryan Gosling did not get the nod. He, I guess, Casey Affleck won over him. And so I guess that wasn't a super surprise, and no surprise that Emma Stone won for Best Actress. And the, let's see, Supporting Actor went to Moonlight, and Supporting Actress went to
Viola.
Viola Davis. Bet. Yeah, that girl can deliver a speech.
Well, you know, I love how Jimmy Kimmel, of course, seizing the moment, says she's going to win an Emmy for her Oscar acceptance speech. But, I mean, I love Viola Davis. Great work, and, you know, it was heartfelt, and that was a great moment for her, and I like how she kind of shared everything with the audience that she did. That would probably be my highlight for the best speech of the night.
All right, I have to just make one fashion note here. The woman who was one of the stars of Hidden Figures, Janelle Monáe.
Yep.
Okay, you saw the getup that she had on, the big wide kind of thing.
Yes.
Somebody turned to me and said, did your grandmother ever have one of those crocheted figures that she put over the extra toilet roll?
That's what it kind of looks
That's
like, yeah.
That's what it looks like.
I had one of those, too, yeah.
Yep.
With a little doll in the middle.
Yep, yeah, indeed. Anyway, it was a great show, and Chris, we appreciate you coming in, especially this morning, to talk about the Oscars.
You betcha.
All right, we'll talk to you at the end of the week. That's Chris Bellini, our Blue Jean film critic, talking about what was a memorable night in Hollywood.